Logic points out all the possible ways in which, starting from true premises, we may draw false conclusions. By its analysis of the reasoning process and the forms it supplies for stating and setting forth our reasonings, it enables us to guard the points at which a fallacy is in danger of slipping in, or to lay our fingers upon the place where it has slipped in. When I consider how very simple the theory of reasoning is, and how short a time is sufficient for acquiring a thorough knowledge of its principles and rules, and even considerable adeptness in applying them, I can find no excuse for omission to study it on the part of anyone who aspires to succeed in any intellectual pursuit. Logic is the great disperser of hazy and confused thinking. It clears up the fogs which hide from us our own ignorance, and make us believe that we understand a subject when we do not. We must not be led away by talk about inarticulate giants who do great deeds without knowing how, and see into the most recondite truths without any of the ordinary helps, and without being able to explain to other people how they reach their conclusions, nor consequently to convince any other people of the truth of them. There may be such men, as there are deaf and dumb persons who do clever things, but for all that, speech and hearing are faculties by no means to be dispensed with. If you want to know whether you are thinking rightly, put your thoughts into words. In the very attempt to do this, you will find yourselves, consciously or unconsciously, using logical forms. Logic compels us to throw our meaning into distinct propositions and our reasonings into distinct steps. It makes us conscious of all the implied assumptions on which we are proceeding, and which, if not true, vitiate the entire process. It makes us aware what extent of doctrine we commit ourselves to by any course of reasoning, and obliges us to look the implied premises in the face and make up our minds whether we can stand to them. It makes our opinions consistent with themselves and with one another, and forces us to think clearly, even when it cannot make us think correctly. It is true that error may be consistent and systematic as well as truth, but this is not the common case. It is no small advantage to see clearly the principles and consequences involved in our opinions, and which we must either accept or else abandon those opinions. We are much nearer to finding truth when we search for it in broad daylight. J. S. Mill, Inaugural Address to St. Andrews, The Collected Works of John Stuart Mill, Volume 21. Logic banishes darkness and lets in the light. There is no doubt that the success of civilization has always and will always continue to depend on it. Now that you have worked through this book, you are ready to see the difference logic can make. Have another look at the lawyer's summation speech from the introduction. When you reread it now, the errors should jump off the page at you. Exercise answer key. From the introduction, summation speech errors. 1. Advericundium. An ex-girlfriend is not an authority on Mr. Cockley's psychological state. On the contrary, she is likely to be biased. 2. Ad ignorantium. Lack of proof about Mr. Cockley's character does not prove he has bad character. 3. Straw man. This reduces the other lawyer's description of Mr. Cockley to an absurd caricature. 4. False dilemma. There are plenty of other possibilities between upstanding citizen and violent criminal. 5. Ad populum. Regardless of what everyone allegedly thinks, there may be justified instances of lying. 6. Post hoc. Because the trip was to occur after the murder, the lawyer assumes it was to occur because of the murder, as a means of escape, but the timing of the trip may just be a coincidence. 7. Begging the question. The principle is confirmed only if Mr. Cockley is in fact a criminal, which is the very thing the lawyer is trying to prove. 8. Hasty generalization. One instance of lying does not make a person an inveterate liar. 9. Fallacy of denying the antecedent. 1. If not F, then not G. 2. F. 3. Therefore G. 10. Is ought fallacy. Even if Mr. Cockley is guilty, we have no reason for concluding that he ought to receive the maximum penalty. From Chapter 1 Exercises. Cultural Studies. 1. Smog breathing is to a smoggy place, just as individual prejudice is to racist society. 2. Smog breathing is an inescapable consequence of living in a smoggy place. 3. Therefore, individual prejudice is an inescapable consequence of living in a racist society. 1. Running in the other direction is to the moving walkway just as active anti-racism is to racism. 2. Unless you run in the other direction, you will be carried along with the moving walkway. 3. Therefore, unless you are actively anti-racist, you'll be carried along with racism. Aesthetics. 1. Friendship is to a person just as appreciation is to artwork. 2. One cannot befriend a person with ethical defects. 3. Therefore, one cannot appreciate artwork with ethical defects. Literature. 1. Swift is to 18th century England just as Hawthorne is to Lincoln. 2. Swift wrote ironical editorial notes to criticize 18th century England. 3. Therefore, Hawthorne wrote ironical editorial notes to criticize Lincoln. From Chapter 2 Exercises. The 15 Valid Syllogisms. Barbara. Circle A contains circle M, which contains circle D. Celarent. Circle D contains circle P and is separate from circle W. Dari. Circle C overlaps with dotted circle P and both contain circle D. The circle for P is a dotted line in this diagram because premise 2 does not tell us exactly how to draw it. In particular, we don't know whether there are pets other than dogs that are colorblind, as this diagram would indicate. Nevertheless, premise 2 gives us enough information to know that, however we draw the circle for pets, it will have to intersect with the circle for colorblind, which is the conclusion of the syllogism. Ferio. Dotted circle M overlaps circle D, and they are separate from circle C. The circle for members of the police force is a dotted line on this diagram because premise 2 does not tell us exactly how to draw it. For example, it doesn't tell us whether some members of the police department are able to drive a car, in which case we would move the circle labelled M over so that it intersected with the circle labelled C. Although premise 2 does not give us complete information, it gives us enough information to know that, however we draw the circle labelled M, the conclusion of the syllogism, that some members of the police force are not able to drive a car, will come out true. César. Circle D is separate from circle S, which contains circle C. Quémestres. Circle I is separate from circle F, which contains circle C. Festino. Circle C is separate from circle T, which is overlapped by dotted circle B. The circle for critters in these boxes, B, is a dotted line on this diagram because premise 2 does not tell us exactly how to draw it. By telling us that some of the critters in the box can talk, it seems to imply that some can't, but some can does not necessarily imply some can't, just as we saw in our example about the unfriendly armadillo. For example, suppose it turns out that there is just one critter in the box. Then the circle for B should be entirely enclosed within the circle for T. At any rate, it doesn't matter for our purposes. No matter how we draw the circle for premise 2, we will have to draw it so that some of the members of B are not members of C, which is the conclusion of the syllogism. Barocco. Circle L contains circle G, and both are overlapped by dotted circle C. The circle for cats is dotted on this diagram because premise 2 does not tell us exactly how to draw it. By saying that some cats are not lovable, it seems to imply that some cats are lovable, but again, not necessarily. Although the circle for premise 2 can be drawn in a number of different ways, no matter how we draw it, part of C must lie outside G, which is exactly what the conclusion says. Disarmus. Circle L contains circle I, and both are overlapped by dotted circle B. The circle for beautiful is dotted on this diagram because premise 1 does not tell us whether some iguanas are not beautiful, nor does it tell us whether some of the lizards that are not iguanas are beautiful, nor whether there are beautiful things that are not lizards at all. Regardless of how these questions are answered, we know that at least one member of L is also a member of B, which is the conclusion of the syllogism. Datisi. Circle C contains dotted circle D, which contains dotted circle F. The circle for D is dotted on this diagram because premise 1 does not tell us whether there are collies not on this farm. The circle for F is dotted because premise 2 does not tell us whether some of the dogs on this farm are not feral. Regardless of how either of these issues is resolved, we know that there is at least one member of C that is also a member of F, which is the conclusion of the syllogism. Boccardo. Circle M contains circle C, and both are overlapped by dotted circle N. The circle for non-meat-eaters, N, is dotted on this diagram because we do not know everything this set includes. Regardless, we know it includes some mammals. Ferrisson. Circle L is overlapped by dotted circle G, and both are separate from circle W. The circle for guaranteed to work on any animal is dotted on this diagram because we don't know whether some leashes are not guaranteed to work on any animal. But this does not prevent us from seeing that the conclusion of the syllogism has to be true. Caminus. Circle J is separate from circle P, which contains circle A. Dimaris. Circle V contains circle D, and both are overlapped by dotted circle L. Do some lizards dwell outside the desert? And if so, are they still victims of global warming or not? The premises do not tell us. Based on what they do tell us, however, we know for sure that some victims of global warming are lizards. Fressison. Dotted circle F overlaps circle V, and both are separate from circle A. Are there farmers who are not going to vote for this policy? And if so, are they animal lovers or not? We don't know, but we do know that the farmers who are voting for this policy are not animal lovers. From Chapter 2 Exercises, Classics. 1. Concern for the gods was central to farming and fighting. 2. Farming and fighting was central to the lives of the Athenian people. 3. Therefore, concern for the gods was central to the lives of the Athenian people. Circle L contains circle F, which contains circle C. Philosophy. This passage invites us to construct a double-decker Barbara syllogism by using the conclusion of the first syllogism as the first premise of the second syllogism. 1. The philosophers are those who are in the best state of mind. 2. Those who are in the best state of mind are dearest to the gods. 3. So the philosophers are the dearest to the gods. 4. Those who are dearest to the gods are the happiest people. 5. Therefore, the philosophers are the happiest people. Circle H contains circle D, containing circle B, which contains circle P.